Hello and welcome to Improve Your Voice, aka Vocabilities.com. My name is Darren McStay, and today I'm going to be reviewing the voice of Sam Harris.
I mean, the universe has sort of just pushed you to this point in time.
Sam Harris is a philosopher and neuroscientist, and I believe he has his own podcast also. This is a clip I've taken from the Joe Rogan Show, and let's just watch that before we continue.
No one authored themselves. No right. one created themselves. No one can directly regulate the effect that, of every influence that they had or didn't have. You know, it's like you are the totality of what brought you here. I mean, the universe has sort of just pushed you to this point in time, and the only thing you've got is your brain and its states, and that is based on your genes and the totality of environmental influences you as a system have had.
Okay, so it's kind of an interesting voice. I think he, maybe because he's using a microphone here or he's in a studio and he's speaking very quietly, so he doesn't have to project or use too much expression, and he's not using much expression. In fact, I watched quite a bit more of this interview and I found his voice a little bit monotonous. But I think that he does a lot of speaking and therefore he might sound different in different scenarios. Maybe on stage he's, you know, sharing a bit more of his expression than he is here. But he's got almost a kind of cartoony voice. He sounds to me like he could be on The Simpsons. I don't know what it is. I'm actually not too sure where he's from either. Sometimes I don't like to do too much research on people because I want to figure out what their vocal traits are without prejudging them on where they're from and what I already know about them. So this is going to be a good, honest review.
One authored themselves.
So, okay, I know he's American, and I know that the air placement for American is somewhere in the back of the nose, but he's kind of nosy and throaty at the same time. Again, that could be because of his volume, but he's... Let's have a look. Let's take a little buzz line here.
No one authored themselves.
He's a bit here.
No right. one created themselves. No one.
So he's not using a lot of air. He's not kind of overemphasizing anything. He's sitting on his voice, and you can hear that because it slips into the pulse register. And he's not really going and using his voice fully. He's dropped down. So his air placement is in the throat and nose, somewhere out right back there, and he seems to also.
No one can directly regulate the.
He also seems to be constantly pulling this face, and it makes it look like he's the sound is kind of slightly seeping out the side of his mouth.
The effect that of every influence that they had or didn't have.
It's just air is slipping out the sides, but however, it's not because it's stuck in the throat and the nose.
The effect that of every influence that they had or didn't have.
He's got a little bit of a weak voice, and I think it's because he's maybe sitting down and he's not on voice and he's not breathing in enough oxygen and he's not fully allowing his vocal folds to do their thing. And it makes him sound weak. It makes him sound like he's not got enough air, he's not supported enough, and it makes him sound a lot older than he is. That, listen.
Of what brought you here? I mean, the universe is sort of just...
What brought you here? There's a bit of wobble in there, and it does sound like someone whose voice is older than, you know, he looks.
Pushed you to this point in time, and the only thing you've got...
God, oh my God, oh no. So yeah, that's that for me, that's a line that sounds very American.
In time, and the only thing you've got.
The only thing you've got, So the air placement is definitely Can you do that? The only thing you've got.
The only thing you've got.
But he's very delicate with his articulation. Obviously, he's in a microphone, but I think he's very well considered. Now, again, it's another academic who has a brain that works very well in the thinking department. He doesn't seem like a very emotional person. He's very considered and analytical and scientific. And so he's choosing his words, and he, but clearly, like I said before, he's a bit monotonous and he's able to free flow and talk as if he's reading out of a book.
What you've got is your brain and its states, and that has been...
But his articulation, brain and its states, he finishes words and sentences very clearly for the microphone, and maybe it's because he's got his own podcast, I'm not sure, but his voice works very well on a microphone.
Based on
articulation wise, I still think that he could use a bit more voice. He doesn't have to be so quiet and under energized.
On your genes and the totality of environmental influences, you as a system have had.
Okay, so also, not only is he kind of sort of seeping out the sides, there's a very slight lisp in there. Listen.
The only thing you've got is your...
It's not like a lisp. It's not big, but it's very slight. It's got a half lisp. Brain and its states, and it's the way he makes his S's. And I think that's somehow to do with the where he's placing his tongue.
And that is based on your genes and the totality of
genes. So yeah, it's just maybe more of a sharp S as opposed to a lisp. But it's
environment.
Also because I think he's just completely under-energized. I think what's happening here is he's sitting down. He looks tired. Maybe he's tired. His voice is under-energized. It's under-supported. He's not putting any effort into it. He's doing a lot of thinking, but I think he's probably said this 1,000 times and he's bored of it. And therefore, that's probably why I got bored with watching it.
Mental influences. You.
He's not. He's finishing sentences only because he's collecting his thoughts. I don't think he's put. He's not what I'd call a great speaker. Even though he might be very influential and have a lot of great things to say, he's not the best voice that I've ever heard. And I think if he put a bit more effort into speaking, and he probably does in other situations, this is just maybe a bad example, but he could do better. And if anyone's watching this and would like to get something from this video and like, where's the value? I think it would be that, you know, even if you're sitting down, you can change your posture. He's like hunched over in this and it's clearly affecting his voice. And by changing your physicality and sitting up, you can actually feel a bit more awake and you can produce sound in a more awake and alive and expressive manner just by changing your physicality. So here's something that's affected his whole voice is the way he's slunched over and leaning forward slightly and just, you know, he's resting on his voice and he's somehow kind of nasally and a bit throaty as well and there's not much voice going in there. And I just say, yeah, what I take from him is he could adjust his posture and sound a bit more expressive. That's it. That's my short review on Sam Harris. I hope it's been useful. Now, I can't remember who actually recommended his voice. It was actually quite a long time ago now. It was on the beginning, one of the first videos. So there's too many comments to go back and search through. I'm sorry. Anyway, there it is. That was Sam Harris. And hopefully you got something from that. My name is Darren McStay. I'll be doing more of these. I'm especially looking at reviewing more women voices. I've got Michelle Obama coming up soon. And I'll be doing that video shortly. Take care. Look after yourself. My name's Darren McStay. This is Improve Your Voice, aka vocabilities.com. And until the next time, look after your voice.
I have so many tales to tell, and up till now, I've been telling them real badly. So I hate myself and all my faults, because the one thing time won't heal, the loss of days gone.